Welcome back, Mistakes listeners. This is Dave, and this is Parenting Mistakes. And this episode, we discuss family vacations. That's right. Are they good? Are they bad? I think we'd all kind of be in agreement that they are good, but I've been on some pretty bad family vacations, some pretty big stinkers. This episode is episode 62. We actually recorded this episode on April 18th, 2016. And as always, you can follow us on Twitter at Parent Mistakes, and you can like us on you can like us on Facebook at Parenting Mistakes. And if you want to, you can actually email us at parentingmistakes@hotmail.com. And as always, sit back and enjoy the show. All right, looks like everything is a go. We had some technical difficulties. One of our biggest difficulties is actually just getting on and doing a show.
Indeed.
What have you been doing, dude?
Parenting.
That's great. Me too.
Making mistakes.
You've made some mistakes lately? You want to admit that to our audience?
Well, nothing comes to mind, but I'm sure I've made some mistakes. My children aren't here to ask.
Sure, sure. I'm sure. Well, that'd be interesting. Do you ever give like a test to your kids, or sort of like a feedback form, to ask your kids how you're parenting?
No.
Oh, you never done? We do it every week. Are you kidding me? How are you ever going to be a better parent?
I find that I find that feedback is not hard to figure out sometimes.
Right. It does. It's not, exactly.
We don't because need a it's feedback very, form. It's very easy to assess the fact that my children are not happy with some of my decisions.
Sure. Anyway.
In fact, I have a child that's not happy with me right now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Which one?
Jonathan.
Oh, okay. Well, no big surprise there, right?
Well, no, he's a fairly happy, upbeat kid.
You took his GoPro away?
No. Okay. We were suggesting some different study methods.
Oh, okay. You're not jeopardizing the PlayStation, are you?
No, he's on track. Okay. He's on track, but you know, he could shore it up a little bit.
Sure. So, but the studying is still an issue for old Jonathan. Oh, well, it has been for a while, hasn't it?
Well, no, he gets good grades, but you know, there's just certain ways that kids like to study sometimes, and then the parents say, "Well, why don't you try studying this way?"
Yeah.
They don't want to do that all the time, so.
Oh, well, we obviously have a little bit of catching up to do.
Obviously.
So, we had a family moment on a family vacation that we just recently had because spring break just went by, right?
Yes.
We just had spring break. I'm assuming that in California they have it at some point.
Yes, they do.
Did you have it last week, or did you have it?
Well, really, in Southern California, it's always spring.
It's always, oh, yes.
Hey.
No. Okay. Well, did you actually have like a session in which your children left school and they got nothing to do at your house? And usually you go on a trip.
Yes, we went on a short trip to Northern California, and we saw some friends, and we did a couple of...
Really? How close Northern California?
How close?
Yeah, like how far up northern?
Oh, like 5 hours north.
Like near Sacramento?
Yeah, south of Sacramento.
South of Sacramento. So
Yosemite?
We were in Southern Oregon.
Well, that's just not close at all.
Yes, it is. We're closer than you'd think. We were near Crater Lake, man.
Okay.
We could have crossed the border and been in the Redwoods. That's how close are you to the Redwoods?
Well, there's a couple different places where the redwoods are.
No, there's just one place.
No,
tall trees. There's just a clump of trees.
We were at Big Tree State Park.
Oh, okay, so you were in a redwood forest.
We were in a redwood forest.
See, we could have come down and seen you at the redwoods.
Yeah, well, you could have.
We were so close, but we didn't even know it.
That's right.
Yeah, we need to podcast more. That's part of our problem there. Okay, so we went to a resort, and they had bicycles. In fact, they had this thing called a deuce coupe. Have you ever run on a deuce coupe before? Or should
no.
I pedaled, not run, but pedaled a deuce coupe?
Assuming it has something to do with two people pedaling at the same time.
Two people pedaling at the same time, and then there is two seats in the back in which your children can just ride
gotcha.
And look backwards as you are pedaling forwards.
It's like a golf cart without a motor.
It is. And we've talked about this before in the show, in which there are significant moments that happen that sometimes pass you by and you don't even know they happen, right? But there are oftentimes, so there's sometimes when the significant moment happens, you're like, oh my word, people have broken into an age in which this thing can occur. So we're all, my wife and I are pedaling this bike. The girls are not pedaling the bike, so they're kind of dead weight. Not that my children would ever be dead weight. They're my precious cargo, right? But we're pedaling.
But they're dead weight.
But at the end of the day, right? And we hit a hill. And my wife says, I don't think we're going to make it up this hill, just you and I pedaling this thing. So I said, okay, we stop the thing and we start. My wife gets out, I get out. We start pushing the thing up the hill. About maybe 2 minutes into pushing it up the hill, my wife says, you know, it would be to our benefit if we'd actually had the girls get out of the bike and just kind of tootle around, right? Yeah, you can walk behind the bike, just stay near the bike as we push it up this hill. That's actually not what happened. The okay. girls actually got out of the bike, turned around, and they both started helping push that bike up the hill.
Oh, warm fuzzy.
It was wonderful, but I realized that as a family, we've all gotten to the point where we're not a bunch of invalids anymore. Like usually, oh, the baby can't do this, or the baby's got to be held, or the baby needs to remain in the seat. And the baby's no longer a baby. She was actually sitting there pushing the bike up the hill. And as the kidney four were there, we were actually involved in a project together to get that bike up the hill. And it was that moment, right? I was like, oh my gosh, as a family, we are functioning together in a vested project, you know, obviously to entertain ourselves, because Montoya, that ride on the other side of the hill was great because it was all downhill. It was cool, right?
Did you take a selfie?
Of course I took a selfie. Are you kidding
me? Oh, good. Well, that means it actually happened.
That means... yeah, that's right. Had to let go of the bike. Jolene was...
It didn't happen.
That's right. Oh, boy, that's another conversation. Anyway, where did this occur? It occurred on family vacation.
It did.
Right? And I'm pretty convinced that these things actually kind of develop a lot on family vacation versus just normal routine family time, right? We do a song for dinner. We pray together. We do a lot of things that are just kind of the routine of the day. But to actually have our kids on vacation volunteer to help us push that bike was a big deal, right? Kind of give their input, their, you know, whatever strength they could to the moment to help the family reach the top, which was awesome. And I'd love to see that occur for the rest of our lives. Most likely it won't. But I do believe that those breakthroughs occur on family vacation.
Okay.
And I think today, this week, we're talking about, say, the benefits and maybe some of the problems with family vacation.
We are. And I guess, well, the first question is, just from a logistical standpoint, what do you consider to be a family vacation?
Well, that is a great question. Because
is it distance, or is it length of time, or is it both?
Well, one thing that's certainly a variable is we're leaving our current environment, not the routine. The routine is completely obliterated. So we are then out of the house, and typically we are at the very least 3 to 5 hours away from home. I'm assuming that we could probably have a family vacation in Bellevue, but it's still kind of, they understand it. They've been to Bellevue Square, so there's some routine there. But actually a place in which the routine is completely broken and you're able to say, hey, I have no responsibilities except for the people I care for.
So let me play devil's advocate here. You spend a tremendous amount of time and energy and money working and earning enough money to own a home and establishing a routine with your children where they eat certain things and they do certain chores around the house and they learn certain habits. And then we decide we're going to break all of that stuff and pack up as many belongings into the vehicle, right, or into suitcases or whatever, and drag them to a completely different place. where the routine is just completely, maybe not completely destroyed, but can be completely destroyed.
Sure.
Eating out, going to bed different hours, different beds, different activities, overstimulus, understimulus.
At the end of the day, people are still brushing their teeth, but yes.
Why do we do this? Why do we do this? Because there are lots of memories, but there's also a cost. And sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes I've come home from family vacations exhausted, depending on what you're doing.
Sure.
Because, you know, you've done maybe a fair amount of driving, or if you're flying, you're dealing with airports, you're off your schedule, that sort of thing. So why do we do this?
Is that just the blanket statement, or are you going to tell me why we're doing it?
No, it's not a rhetorical question. I'm asking you.
I think we're doing it because of what you just stated. The routine has been broken. Okay. Before children, I used to do it because the routine was broken, and I could kind of quote-unquote do whatever I wanted to do, go see the sights, see the attractions, and hang out with my wife and eat extravagantly, right? Hey, we're in Hawaii, we're going to go to this crazy restaurant, and they're going to serve us like kings and queens, and it's all delightful. But with kids now, it's totally different, right? So there's a concept of, and I think that's something to kind of differentiate right here. There used to be vacation, and someday you and I will get that kind of vacation back. But now there's family vacation, which brings up all sorts of imagery, you know, Chevy Chase, ranging, you know, whatever that looks like.
In the station wagon going down the road.
That's right. And everybody has an idea of what that is, too. Why do we do that? I think we do it. Well, I think my wife and I thought, well, we're going to be in a more of a relaxed state, and we can kind of let up on the rules, right? And we're in an environment that's so strange and different for my children that they actually do play the entire time. With not a whole lot of tube time. Of course, that's the age that I'm into, right? I get kids that are very stimulated by rocks, or, hey, there's a new field of grass I haven't seen before, or I'm ready to willing to play in the pool for 3 hours. No sweat, right?
Okay.
But I know for them, with that breaking of routine, they're able to do things that they haven't done before, and I guarantee you, and I had a friend tell me this once, that every time they go on vacation, their kids would come back even more vibrant, or say they're doing different things they hadn't done before, or they're speaking in a different way they hadn't spoken before, because that routine had been broken, and now they were forced into a situation in which they had to think differently. To me, that really is the huge benefit to family vacation. Hence, my children ended up in a scenario where they wanted to help us push that bike up the hill. They would never have done that had they been at home. Because that scenario wouldn't have come up. And I think they're better for it.
How long do you think that will last?
Well, that is where it leads to you. Because I don't know. Our family vacation last week was absolute paradise. We had a ton of fun, right? Of course, they're completely within our control. And, you know, again, it's just the two of us. Now, it gets a little bit different for us when we invite the aunt or when we invite parents, grandparents along. That's a whole nother dynamic for us. So what I'll say you that's unique about this particular family vacation, I kind of asked Jillian, I don't want aunts or uncles or grandma and grandpa. I just want us.
Okay.
Which is, I think, even more beneficial, and that kind of gets into a whole other group of things. Like, because we're looking at a family vacation in Hawaii this summer, which is going to involve every single relative, right? Which would be almost like a family reunion vacation. And I go, I think that has some benefits. It's not my preferred because I've got people that are kind of in my way, or, you know, they have different agendas. So different kind of vacation, we could also talk about that too. So, like I said, all pluses at this point.
Well, and I could say with kids that are older, there's definitely other pluses as they do get older. For us, it's been an interesting sort of transition, particularly with kids in high school, because our opportunities to go on vacation are more limited than they've ever been before.
Hmm.
So, you know, because I teach college and I have limited time off, we have to sort of fit it into certain windows. And we're finding that over the last few years, we've competed with sports, even during the summer. Like, kids have sports leagues during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And you also sort of run into, and I don't know if you remember this. I think I remember this some when I was in high school, that my enthusiasm for family vacations lessened a little bit.
Yes.
Like, I would rather hang out with my friends. And we find that with our kids, too. So, for example, we did go up north this last spring break, but my oldest was not with us.
Oh, wow. Was that a first for you guys?
No, we've done trips without her before. We did, actually, the previous spring break as well. She went on tour with her high school singing group.
Huh, okay.
Well, first she was on a mission trip in New Mexico, and then she flew to Nashville to join her singing group at a festival. So she was not with us on this Northern California Yosemite thing at all. The other, and what we found was we had a good time. We went and visited some friends. But like Jonathan, my 15-year-old, he did not necessarily want to just do family stuff. Like, he did not. We're outdoor people. We like to go on, you know, hikes and stuff like that. We hiked in Yosemite. We hiked in Big Tree State Park. He didn't really want to do either of those. And he's a pretty social kid. What we found was the previous spring break last year, we went out to Valley of Fire and near the Hoover Dam.
Yeah.
Sort of out by Vegas.
Sure.
We went on this vacation with another family that had kids that were the same age as our kids. And for our family, that's a totally different dynamic. And the kids like that much more than if it's just us.
Sure.
So that's kind of an interesting transition, I think, as you get a little bit older, or your kids get a little bit older, is that they become way more friends-oriented. So if you can find that family that you can vacation with, and that's a whole discussion in and of itself.
Sure.
We happen to have a couple of good friend families that, you know, we can do that with, and we're very thankful for that. They similar styles, similar timetables, similar restaurants that they like to eat in, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That adds a layer to the family vacation, and I think it makes it sustainable in some ways. Because I can remember this from high school where, I don't know, you get into high school, you're a little too cool for school, you don't want to hang out with your parents and your little siblings anymore, and you don't really have a context for the fact that you're building family memories.
Yes, and my first non-family vacation was, I think, when I was 17. I asked to not go to Arizona, and I was at home alone for the week. So I'm like, I don't want to leave friends. I don't want to go with you guys to Arizona to do whatever you're doing there.
So that was granted?
It was. Yep, I got to stay home for the week.
Okay. Did you have anything else you were doing that week?
I was working on my car. That's about it.
So nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. And that's interesting because at this phase, even though I have a senior in high school, I don't think we would grant her a request to just stay home because she didn't feel like going.
Oh, okay.
Not for that period of time. It would be different if she was working. Like this summer, you know, she's graduating from high school.
Yeah.
She's pursuing some summer jobs. And so if we do some family outings, we will probably let her off the hook for a couple of those if she's working. But if she just says, well, I don't feel like hanging out with you people because you're lame, we'll probably drag her along.
Right. And I think my parents, you know me and my personality, and that time is even more extreme. I think they're like, I think we're just going to have a really good time in Arizona. If he wants to stay home, then okay.
Well, and that's a dilemma. I know that's a dilemma for parents because we've had that too.
Yeah.
Where we sit there and we go, okay, do we make our kids go along on principle? I think we do that more selectively. And again, that's why I asked you the question about what makes it a family vacation. Like if we're just going to go do an outing, we're going to go to a baseball game, we're going to go to a concert, we're going to do various things. You have to ask yourself, do I want the family unit together for the sake of having the family unit together, just in case we have those moments that you talked about.
Yep.
Or do I say to myself, I'm going to have a whiny high schooler with me the whole time who is just going to make it miserable for everybody?
So I'll say this, and I don't know how it's going to work out for you guys, but some of my best family vacations were post-college with my parents.
Okay.
And my sister. We had like two or three of them that were still kind of left in there. Not that I was forced to go. I was given the option to go. Like, hey, college, why don't you come down to Santa Barbara hanging out with us? I was like, absolutely. It, you know, it became a little bit different. I was more adult, and I was beginning to realize this window is closing. It's a done deal.
Right.
Come, who knows, next spring or summer. And some of those vacations are the most endearing for me. But I had to come to terms with it, right? 17, there's no way. And I got, you know, instead I got to be home alone all week doing whatever I want to do.
Right.
Which is fantastic. And I was not a party kid, you know that. I wasn't going to bring a bunch of people over with a kegger. That just wasn't going to happen. But the ability to just, you know, I'm going to go to bed at midnight, blah, blah, blah. No one's here. Going to work on my car, which is what I did.
And my wife and I have had this discussion a number of times because we're at a phase right now where, with my oldest going off to college, we are essentially done.
Yeah.
In some ways, with the entire family unit always being around and available. We will do stuff in the future. You know, she'll come home, we'll do things. And as you said, you can still go on vacation post-college. You start to add in different members of family, significant others, that sort of thing.
Have you ever, here's a weird one, just a side note, but have you ever been in a room post being married to Laura, post Tressa and Tracy being married, and just had the five of you in one spot with no kids? Just, oh my gosh, you're all there for just a second.
Nothing comes to mind.
Isn't that crazy? It's not happened to us. It's happened to us twice.
Not recently. Not that I can remember.
I've seen it. It's happened to us twice, and I looked at my parents and my sister and said, oh, it's just us. right? Like, I'm calling it out because this hasn't happened in 10 years.
I may have that. I may have one of those moments in June.
Oh, yeah?
Because I'm going to a wedding. I'm going to my cousin's wedding in South Dakota. I'm going solo. Teresa's going solo. I think Tracy's husband is coming, but I don't know that for sure.
Tell him to go to the bathroom. Right?
Yeah, I might. I might just. I might say, "Hey, I know this is sound weird, but my friend Dave, you don't know, wants you to leave the room for a few minutes, and they're just going to be the five of us, and we're just going to sit here and stare at each other."
It's very surreal because you realize that when it happens, you're like, "Oh." But of course, everybody lives here, so there's an opportunity to have it here happen once in a while. Like I think it's happened twice, but everybody lives in town for me.
So anyway, the point I was going to make before is my wife and I have discussed this a lot. I mean, you have to sort of look at your life going forward and going backwards at the same time. Mm. So on the one hand, you can sit there and go, oh, no, it's over. You know, our family unit, we're done, whatever. We're never going to do this again. Woe is us. And I was talking to an older gentleman that I know from my church sort of about that. He said, you know, that you can look at it that way, or he says you can look at all the stuff that you have done as a family. And we've done a ton of family vacations and a ton of camping trips and baseball games and concerts and just going out to eat and just so many things. We have all these photo albums. You know, my youngest daughter likes to get them out all the time and just paging through them and just kind of going, oh, yeah, we did that. Oh, yeah, we did that. Oh, we went on that trip, went on that trip.
Right.
And again, it's not like it's over. We had it's been an interesting last couple of days because Emma got her senior pictures taken, and we posted one of those on Facebook, and my wife wrote the caption, blink, underneath it, just as the time goes by. But, you know, at the same time, it's fun because as your kids get older, you get to do different stuff with them.
Yep.
You know, for us, we went to, I don't know if you've done Yosemite very much, but, you know, we did a hike there called Vernal Falls, which is not a crazy hike, but it's fairly rigorous. I mean, it's fairly steep and slippery rocks and stuff like that. I mean, it's not mortal danger stuff, but, you know, the fact that I've got a 15-year-old and an 11-year-old, it's just no big deal.
Sure.
You just get a couple water bottles and some snacks, and you just, hey, we're just hiking up there, and it's going to take us 3 hours round trip, and it's no big deal. And that's cool. That's fun, because it gives you a level of mobility where, yeah, you don't have to worry about carrying them up the hill. You don't have to worry about them, you know, I'm not pulling them in a, what'd you call it?
A deuce coupe.
A deuce coupe. Yes. I'm not pulling anyone in a deuce coupe anymore.
Hopefully they pull you at some point.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's times I miss that. There are times I miss that. So.
You and I are reminiscers. It's always going to be harder on us because we're reminiscers, for sure.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think, you know, my perspective has shifted a little bit to the point where you sort of say, okay, family vacations, family trips, family outings, we do it more in shifts. We do it more in pieces. So you start to do stuff with one kid. You start to do things with two kids instead of three.
Yeah, so I think some of the thrust of today's episode was just talking about family vacations. I don't think anybody on the planet Earth would ever disagree that a family vacation is not something you should do. I think you should do it. What I do find interesting at your phase of life is that, well, the door is closing, so Emmer, you better come.
Right.
Because,
or we say, we'd really like you to come.
Right.
There's that line back and forth. I think the thing to keep in mind sometimes is, you know, we have to always recognize that, you know, people have different levels of resources and stuff like that. Some people can't do exotic stuff, but you can do family vacations that are pretty simple.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty straightforward, you know, camping, staying in KOA cabins, staying with friends. You can get creative with it. Mm-hmm. And there's a certain adventure to it. And again, it doesn't have to be long, protracted trips. It can be short stuff.
Yeah.
It's about exploring.
Even some of the family vacations they had growing up that were horrible, you still have those horrible stories.
Yeah.
Right?
And they do make for good stories later on. Mm-hmm. It's just at the time, sometimes we don't really realize, as you said. I mean, it's cool that you sort of recognize that that was a moment, mm-hmm, where you were all pushing this thing up the hill. That's sort of a turning point.
Yeah, it was
so
totally.
So that's cool that you can recognize that in the moment.
And I think those things happen on family vacation.
Yeah.
Not that they don't happen, but usually in the home, it's usually individual achievement. It's not a team win, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Kayleen read a book for the first time. Yay. Maddie just jumped off a swing. Yay. Right? But this was a little bit different in that, hey, the team kidney came together and we pushed that thing up the hill.
Well, and to
yay
point,
for us.
It's sometimes good to get away from the routine.
Mm-hmm.
Get away from the electronics, get away from the friends, get away from the other family.
Yep.
So. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I guess you're going to have to keep me up to date where you are so that you can, you know, pop down from Southern Oregon next time.
Yeah, it's too bad we didn't communicate. Oregon is just a state, right? I mean, if we were in the East Coast, it'd be like Massachusetts. It's nothing.
That's right.
That's right. Hey, but I do have the big question. Has the eldest made their decision?
No.
Wow.
No.
How far are we away from that?
Well, I guess you should probably ask the question, so if you start listening to the podcast, you know what we're talking about. For reals.
On the edge of my seat. So the question college has...
I cut Dave off because...
You're still cut me off.
Yes.
Yes.
My oldest daughter has not selected a college yet. Well, I'm getting... How do I say this?
She's going to go to Hope.
No, she's not. Well, if you've listened this far in the podcast, you will have heard, this is always weird to say because we're recording in the moment,
right?
You will have heard Dave's intro.
Yes.
Telling you when this episode was recorded.
Right.
So it is April 19.
Right.
Deposits must be in May 1st.
Okay. All right.
And we've said, hey, you know, if you could give us a little couple of days leeway just to, you know, make sure we get the online account set up and the money moved to the right place and that sort of thing. So she has like 8 days.
Eight days. Wow.
So maybe by our next episode,
Oh, that'd be great.
My oldest child will have selected a college.
What are the selections? Is it? I know one is Calvin. What is
one
the
is Calvin? And the other one right now is Seattle Pacific.
Oh, you know where I'm going. I did not know that was an option.
That is an option.
I want her to go to SPU.
Well, she'll either be a Knight or a Falcon.
I am going to be praying for just that.
Oh, well, not the way prayer usually supposed to work. But.
Well, if she comes up here, dude, woohoo!
What?
We can hang out a lot more.
She's not going to hang out with you.
But you're going to come visit her. You're going to come visit her. You'll be up here more.
It's possible.
That's good.
It's possible.
Yeah. All right.
All right. You can follow us on Twitter, Parent Mistakes. You can like us on Facebook, Parenting Mistakes. We have a Patreon account.
We do.
If you'd like to support us financially. Little donation. Just a little one. And you can send us feedback, parentingmistakes@hotmail.com. Tell your friends about us. We are also on YouTube.
Yeah,
if you'd
rather
listen to the podcast through a YouTube channel, we have a YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. All of our prior episodes are there. We have quite a few.
Yeah, we do.
So
it's been a while, so that I'm like,
go back and listen to the archives.
How about this? We have so many episodes now that I, off the top of my head, I don't know how many we have. I think we're in the 60s.
Yes, we are in the 60s. Yes.
All right.
I think that's all, and I'm going to go plan our next family vacation.